You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill, Alex Dunn and Pete Farrie is here first to look at the Championship. Gav Puchalowski and Al Ross will be along shortly to look at Leagues 1 and 2 respectively. But the Championship comes first. And up first on this Championship preview is Pete Farrie. Hello, Peter.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Fine. We just had to have a brief off-air moment there where I nullified my furious cat.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're fine. She's okay now. She's in the kitchen, I think, being furious.
Yeah, some feline anger directed at you this morning.
It wasn't anger. It was more just she's the neediest animal that's ever lived. And if you talk to anyone on the phone, she doesn't like it, so she comes and meows in your face. And that's not great for broadcasting.
No, not at all. Just the two games on TV this week in the Championship, but still plenty of value to go at. And obviously we're going to hear from you on selected others as well a little bit later.
Mm.
In terms of the Championship table, Rotherham remain rooted to the bottom in dire form. They play Reading this week. Half a chance of bouncing back there, but Reading have had a pretty decent start to the season, though they are without a win in four now. Newcastle are now top of the table. They ousted Norwich in midweek. Norwich, who threw away a two-goal lead away at Fulham, while Newcastle were victorious at Oakwell against Barnsley. The rest is pretty much as you were, isn't it? Teams sort of still just doing what they have done so far this season. There's a lot of sides, from Derby in 20th to probably Bristol City in 7th. Who could go very much up or down in the next couple of weeks, and that'll dictate what they do for the rest of the season, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, Derby, what, 6-7 points off 6th right now, I think. They've had a little mini improvement under McLaren. You look at, of course, Huddersfield, who were flying high. They've had a couple of blip games now, especially as we're recording this on the Thursday last night when they were battered at Deepdale. So there's a couple of little interesting subplots. Obviously, Neil Warnock's taken 4 points from his opening two games at Cardiff. But yeah, you're right, nothing's changed, no swathes have changed recently. You know, Leeds' form's dropped away a tiny bit. But, you know, the Championship, losing two in a row isn't horrendous. It's when you're getting into the four and fives where you start to struggle, because you are going to lose a lot of goals in the Championship and you are going to lose a lot of games in the Championship, because I'm afraid it's just an absolute shootout of just fists flying everywhere.
Mm. OK, well, just two games on TV, but we'll start with the Friday night game. That is Burton against Birmingham, coming up at 7:45 on Friday. Burton 13-8, the draw 11-5, and Birmingham are 7-4. Burton haven't done a great deal wrong, really, since coming up. They sit in 19th. They've only won three, but they're pretty hard to beat. They're scoring plenty of goals as well, 16 in the 13 games that they've contested so far, and certainly making a decent fist of Championship life. Birmingham, on the other hand, sit in fifth spot. They've only lost twice so far this season. That is the joint least in the division as things stand. Their away form has been pretty impressive, if a little dull, perhaps, on the whole. That said, they do come here off the back of a 3-1 defeat at Nottingham Forest in their last away game. But they did manage to bounce back with a 4-2 win against Rotherham. So although they started the season not scoring many and not conceding many, maybe they've just opened up a little in recent games. I was surprised to see them at the price that they are here, Pete. Are Birmingham the value for you?
I think they are, yes, definitely. First of all, you've got to say, look, Burton have done really well. Especially at home. So they start with a home loss, a narrow home loss, of course, to Bristol City. I think it was a 90th-minute winner or 91st-minute winner from Tammy Abraham. They beat Sheffield Wednesday and Derby, which are two really good results. But don't forget, Derby had an absolutely horrendous start to the season, and Wednesday under Carlos Carvajal are not a brilliant side on the road. In fact, far from it. They lost at home to Brighton, drew with QPR, and then they beat Cardiff last time out. Now, Birmingham are a side who, as you say, don't really lose a lot of games. Lost their first away game last Friday to Forest. I was in the in-play radio studio for that, and the stats suggested they probably deserved more than they got, but they didn't get it, so ultimately it doesn't matter. I think the big thing about Birmingham here is that they've got a goal-scoring form, haven't they? Former Borough and Coventry striker Lukas Jutkiewicz. 4-6 for him now. 7-4, Lukas Jutkiewicz. Listen, if he can stay fit, this guy is a very good player and a very good goal scorer. So to have him and Donaldson both in this market, obviously both the same price here anytime at 7-4, I quite like that. But I've gone with Birmingham. I mean, you said at the beginning of this, it seems like quite a nice price, and I could not agree more. It does seem like a very nice price. Because if you look at the draw no bet, 10-11, that is a beaut for me. You know, a lot of draws on the road for Birmingham. A lot of, I think, at times, games that maybe they should have won, and I think one game in there as well that maybe they should have lost and they managed to get themselves a draw from. Ultimately, the stat that jumped out to me the most was Burton have won just 2 of their last 10 games. So all of a sudden, playing them, at, albeit, you know, only just about Fabs at 13-8, do I want to do that? And the answer was no, I didn't really. So the Birmingham 7-4 is a definite play. Jukovic anytime is a definite play. I mean, the enhanced odds are there. Jukovic to score, Birmingham to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, up from 13-2 to 7-1. And that's quite a good 7-1, don't you think?
Yeah, Burton shouldn't be favourites to win this. They just shouldn't. If you look at it on paper, Birmingham are the better side, and they've had the better start of the season as well, haven't they?
I think so. I think narrow favourites, yeah. I mean, there's so many draws there that I can kind of understand why the traders have hedged their bets a tiny bit. I mean, those 3 of 5 draws in the Championship away from home. And their form's actually, let's be fair, we're talking about a decent form side, aren't we? 2 draws, one at home to Preston, 1 away at QPR. They won at home against Blackburn. They won at home against Rotherham quite comfortably on Tuesday. So the fact that they scored 4 midweek is also another indicator as to why they should maybe be a play. I think Burton, what they did pre-season was they knew that this was going to be tough. Nigel Clough got them organised as he did last season. They won almost all their games last season by a goal, and he tried to grind those out. They got dragged into a few open games, especially against Forest, for example, early on. And I just think it's quite hard sometimes to get out of that mentality of just trying to grind it out. And I think maybe they need to open up a little bit. The home form's fine. The home form's what I think most soft sides fighting relegation would happily have. I mean, 3 wins, a draw, and 2 losses is great. But I just think Birmingham will have a bit too much for them today.
Yeah, I would agree. Right then, we'll move to the Saturday tea time game, the second televised game. It's Nottingham Forest against Cardiff. Forest are 11-8, the draw is 12-5, and Cardiff in the betting at 19-10. Another interesting clash here. Again, you've got a Cardiff side who've been pretty poor so far this season, but have shown marked improvement now that Neil Warnock's taken over. Against the Nottingham Forest side, who are very up and down, score plenty, concede plenty. You don't really know what you're going to get with them. Pretty interesting contest again. Again, I thought that there was a standout on the prices, though, and that was probably the home side. But I think this one's certainly less clear cut.
Well, I went all to town last week on Bristol City to beat Cardiff, despite that Warnock factor. I went to town on. I thought, you know what? No, I'm not having this Cardiff side against Bristol City. And of course, they did for them. I'm not having this Cardiff side particularly against Sheffield Wednesday, even though Sheffield Wednesday are poor on the road. Wednesday got a draw. It is. It's a weird one, isn't it? Because all the form, which is what I like to bet on, is with, really, Neil Warnock improving this Cardiff side massively. And yet, as much as Forest are all over the place and poor sometimes, that tends to come on the road. I mean, actually, at home so far this season, they've been very decent. They beat Burton, they beat Wigan, both of which 4-3. They beat Leeds, they beat Birmingham. They've drawn at home against Fulham. And then the one loss they've had was being in the lead at half-time against Norwich and then not seeing it through. But Norwich, you know, a second in the league. That's not a horrendous, horrendous result. Cardiff, yeah, have been great under Neil Warnock, a win and a draw. But where have those win and draws come from? Home. Now they're going away from home for the first time. I think it's a different kettle of fish for Warnock. He'll save them because that's what Warnock does. But we're talking about this one individual match. And I don't want to be with Cardiff in this one individual match. I think away from home, it's a lot harder to sort yourself out than it is at home, to be absolutely honest with you. And Forest, like I said, I mean, look at the goals they've scored. So 4 against Wigan, 4 against Burton. So we're at 8 already. 3 against Leeds, we're at 11. 1 against Norwich, 12. 1 against Fulham, 13. And then, you know, they've scored 16 home goals this season. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And yeah, Cardiff scored 2 away at Fulham, 2 away at Norwich, 2 away in their only away win against Rotherham. But I just think Forest are the play here. But I've mentioned goals, and the goals is a big play for me here. It was actually even money last night. It's 10-11 now, but I'd still happily have that 10-11. The both teams to score, another definite, even though it's 13-20, I think it's a definite one for any kind of both teams to score coupon. You're sticking together, landed in all of Forest's home games this season, and Cardiff under Warnock have had, well, both into scoring both of those games so far as well. So 13-20 is another nice little play. But definitely, definitely with Forest here. And quite like the look of Apostolos Velios. And I really struggle with that one for some reason. I don't know why. But 7-5 any time. 5-8 for Velios. He's in really good form. He's in really, really good form. Scored, of course, in that victory over Birmingham last Friday. Okay, didn't score in their bizarre loss to Blackburn. That first Sam Gallagher goal was such a weird finish. And, of course, they will be without Pereira as well, won't they, who was sent off in that game in the last minute. But Velios has been in good form. And I just think that, yes, Forest's general form is poor, but they've actually played 3 of the last 5 away from home. You know, I'm still going to go against Cardiff because I still don't quite think they've got enough about them. But the overs, the both teams to score definites for me. I do like Velios anytime at 7-5. And ultimately, I'd be with Forest at 11-8, Alex.
OK, then. As for the 3 o'clock games, Pete, I've got a question for you here, actually.
Go
in
on.
These 3 o'clock games that we're about to talk about, have you covered Brentford against Barnsley?
No.
Right, well, last week I put up Jonathan Codgett to score as a tip, if you like. I don't often do it on this podcast, do I? I tend to keep myself to myself, let you guys do the tipping. But he did score, so I'm going to have another crack. And it is the most basic form line you can possibly go through.
Yeah, I know what's happening. I know what's coming here.
But I'm a Newcastle United fan.
Mm.
And they have played Brentford and Barnsley in the last week. And Brentford's were much better than Barnsley were. And I know that sounds a little bit basic and a little bit silly. But Brentford are 19-20 to beat Barnsley at home. And Barnsley, for all they start the season well, not looking anywhere near as good. They will have Adam Armstrong back to play against Brentford. That'll be a huge boost to them, make them a bit more lively. But I think Brentford at 19-20 are a very good bet for me. Do you have any view on that game? I know you've not covered it, but
I do have a big view on that game. Brentford have won all but 2 of their home games so far this season.
Last time they lost at home was March as well.
Yeah, they'll be disappointed with a 0-0 draw against Wigan, because Wigan have been one of the worst sides on the road this season. But yeah, they are one of the best home sides. They score a lot of goals. Barnsley have won at Wolves, who are a bit kind of meh, and Preston, which actually is a decent result at Deepdale. Never really in the game against Brighton. Okay against Leeds. I think the thing that maybe has hurt Barnsley, and obviously you don't want to go into too much detail because I don't know my law very well, but obviously the issues with Tommy Wright, I think that's really hurt Barnsley on the field. Tommy Wright was an incredibly important part of what Paul Heckingbottom did, an incredibly important part of it. And when they parted ways with him, I think that's going to have affected it massively, because not just because of the natural mood change that brings, but also because he really was life and soul and vital to what Paul Heckingbottom was doing, and I think that would have set Barnsley back a huge amount more than maybe they would have thought initially. I think that's been a massive hit to them. So at the moment, I'm happy to back against Barnsley. Now, I thought Brentford at 19-20 were a perfectly good bet, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, don't score many, Brentford. Are they in recent?
Well, at home
in recent weeks they haven't. On the whole, they do tend to. But
well, they scored 9-2, didn't they, against Preston?
Exactly. If you go back far enough, then definitely that there is the threat there. And yeah, so that was my pick anyway. If I'm having one, then I'm throwing that in the mix.
Yeah, I like that.
Right then. Well, I'll leave it to you then, Pete, to wrap up the rest of the Championship. And when Peter stopped talking, we'll hear from Gav Poshlovsky on League One.
Championship is a cruel, cruel mistress, but sometimes that mistress can provide you with an absolutely massive amount of value, and there may well be some in the Championship this weekend. Let's start with Norwich at 6-10 at Carrow Road then, shall we? Preston 9-2, the draw 3-1. Norwich, of course, in very, very good form, especially at Carrow Road. They've scored 17-5 at home in all competitions. 5 home wins on the bounce for second place Norwich as well. They're a side that are hard to oppose. And yeah, Preston are a decent side, but their only win away from home this season came at QPR. They do score recently quite a bit on their travels, so credit to them for that. They've scored 2 goals in their last 2 away league games individually. And there's a great deal of value on the goals. But for me, there is a cracking goal scorer price here. That is Jacob Murphy. Have a look at him to score anytime. In great goal scoring form, 4-6 at Carrow Road for him means that he provides you with a little bit of value. Elsewhere, the race to 3 for Norwich at 12-5 could also be a bit of a tasty play. That's landed in 4 of the last 5 Norwich games at home. And certainly Preston have been conceding. Yes, conceded 2-2. But certainly, that extra goal will not, I think, struggle to be scored by Norwich. So that race to 3 at 12-5 is an absolute beaut. The race to 2 is a decent odds against price as well. But ultimately, Norwich at 6-10 are the first place to stop. The second place to stop would actually be Rotherham against Reading. Rotherham parted company with Alan Stubbs on Wednesday, have been, of course, absolutely abysmal, taking just 6 points this season and now lost six in a row. So Rotherham in the market at 13-5, Reading 21-20, the draw 12-5. Why would you not back then that away win for Reading? Well, they've lost just two of their last five away, including Newcastle and Brentford, which to a certain extent are fair enough. Jan Kermigant's looking like a good goal scorer play as well. He has two in four away from home and scored a looping header after a missed penalty midweek. 21-20 against a club that is pretty at the moment confused and lost and certainly losing an awful lot of games, but my favourite bet here is the both teams to score, so you could take a peek at Reading and both teams to score in that market. Both teams to score has landed in four of the last five league games for both of these clubs, so that 7-10 looks very good, but really, Reading in the battle of the R's is the play. And finally, well, Newcastle are in pretty good form, aren't they? Now won four in a row, scoring and winning games for fun, and are a side who are very, very high in confidence. Yes, Ipswich won midweek, but have scored in just four of their last 10 games. It's hard to see them outscoring what is a pretty prolific Newcastle. Dwight Gayle, for example, has 11 goals this season, grabbed a brace midweek, is 7-10 anytime in that match and has to be a big, big consideration. But I like Newcastle minus a goal here. With the way that they've been scoring goals, it's hard really, I think, to see them not necessarily destroying Ipswich, but certainly winning by more than a goal. So they hit four against Norwich, of course. Admittedly, that day conceded three, lost barely at all this season, and Newcastle beating Rotherham and beating Brentford and beating Barnsley. The fact is, their last two games, the minus one would have landed, and that's actually an impressive result at Oakwell and certainly an impressive result at home at St James's against Brentford. So certainly lots of really, really good plays there, but actually, as much as I love that both teams to score, I put up just a moment ago, in that Rotherham Reading game, my favourite bet of the week is the race to three Norwich at 12-5. I think Preston concede an awful lot of goals, and of course it's landed in four of the last five games for Norwich too. So why not take a 6-10 Norwich to batter Preston and get that race to three at 12-5?
Another action-packed weekend in League One, and here are my three favourite shouts. Starting with my nap selection, who are Bristol Rovers at 6-4 to win away at Oldham, who are 15-8. The draw is 11-5. Oldham have just started to win a couple of games. They've actually taken 6 points from the last nine available. A victory away at Gillingham, a victory at home to Scunthorpe, which was a shock result, and a defeat at Bolton. And the interesting thing about Oldham is they can't win games back-to-back, so when they claim 3 points, they don't claim 3 points immediately afterwards. And they're up against a Bristol Rovers side who are very good in terms of scoring goals. Over 1.5 goals on a regular basis they're scoring. Two against Port Vale, three away at Northampton, two at home to Gillingham, and three away at MK Dons. And the interesting thing with Bristol Rovers, against MK Dons, they came from behind to draw. Against Gillingham, they came from behind to win. Against Northampton, they came from behind to win. And against Port Vale, they came from behind to win. In the last five games straight for Bristol Rovers, they have gone behind in every single one. And of those five games, they've lost one, drawn one, and won three. Bristol Rovers, both teams to score, that is a play. Bristol Rovers and over 2.5 goals as well, a play. And also, Bristol Rovers to come from behind and win or draw is 9-2. It would have landed in four of their last five games. But my nap selection, and I'm starting with Bristol Rovers at 6-4. My second shout is Scunthorpe at 21-20 to win against a very poor Chesterfield side who have lost their last four games straight. And in those four games, Chesterfield have only scored one goal. And that was actually in the Checkatrade Trophy in a 4-1 defeat at home to Accrington Stanley. In the league itself, no goal in three for Chesterfield. 1 point from 15, and they're slipping down towards the bottom. Scunthorpe did lose rather unexpectedly away at Oldham by 2-0. The last time that Scunthorpe lost was away at Port Vale, and they bounced back with two victories back-to-back, 6 points from six. And I'm expecting Scunthorpe to bounce back against a struggling Chesterfield side. And the bad news for Chesterfield is they played well against Fleetwood Town at home on Tuesday night, and still lost. And if you're playing well and still losing, then you're in a mess. So I really do fancy Scunthorpe to win at Chesterfield at 21-20. My third and final shout for this weekend involves two in-form sides, with Bradford going head-to-head against Sheffield United. In fact, Sheffield United on better form than Bradford. Bradford unbeaten all season, then lost last weekend away at Oxford and drew disappointingly 1-1 at home to Southend, where Sheffield United are on absolute fine form. For this week alone, they're 7-0 up, having won two games back-to-back, 4-0 victory against Port Vale last Saturday, with four goals ruled out as well, and then a 3-0 demolition job of Shrewsbury. They are absolutely flying at the moment, Sheffield United, scoring lots of goals, keeping clean sheets. Sheffield United look a bit too big at 21-10, but Bradford is a tough place to go. Bradford have only failed to score in one of their home games so far this season, and that was the very first game at home, which ended up a 0-0 draw. And Sheffield United have only failed to score in one away game so far this season, and that was their first away game in a 1-0 defeat away at Bolton. So Bradford scoring plenty at home, Sheffield United scoring plenty away from home. The draw is very much a play at 21-10. It could be a high-scoring draw. 1-1, 11-2, 2-2, 16-1. It did finish 2-2 last time Sheffield United played away at Bradford. But my bet in this one is both teams to score, yes, at 19-20. My treble for this weekend is Bristol Rovers, my NAP selection, at 6-4 to win away at Oldham. It is Scunthorpe at 21-20 to win away at Chesterfield. And it's both teams to score, yes, between Bradford and Sheffield United. Add that all up together, and it's just shy of 9-1.
Thanks then to Gav and, of course, Pete. Just before as well on the Championship and League One, it's going to be Al Ross to close out this week's edition of the William Hill League podcast with his thoughts on League Two.
One Plymouth goal away from landing last week's ACCA, which isn't bad going when you realise just how unpredictable this league has become. Only 10 points are separating 4th from 23rd. Now, 24th place Newport, normally easy to predict a loss for. The top three, normally easy to predict a win for. After that, you have to start digging a bit. Of course, if Newport were playing one of the top three, you'd find the opponents at big odds on, right? Right? Nope. Not this weekend. 9 league wins in 11 for Plymouth. No wins in 11 in any competition for Newport. Plymouth 23-20. I kid ye not. Now, yes, I know Plymouth were the side that let the ACCA down last week, but a 2-2 draw in the so-called Shipyard Derby against the team who were fourth at the time is very different to a trip to South Wales to face a side with just 7 points all season. Now, I know this is Graham Wesley's first home game in charge for Newport, but he didn't win his first home game in charge of most of his early non-league clubs, nor Stevenage in either his first or second spell in charge, nor at Rushton, nor at Preston, nor at Peterborough. I started my career as a commentator covering Stevenage during Wesley's first spell. I know what success he's found in his career has been in bringing players in to make a side better, not improving what's there. And with the transfer window shut, I expect Newport to continue to struggle. Plymouth to make it a 6th straight away win on the trot against a side who last won at home in March and have lost all but 4 games on home soil since, 23-20. It is the standout NAP this week. Elsewhere, a glance at Wickham's form line might make it look like the momentum is coming to an end. But a closer look will tell a different story. A start to the season beset by injuries is getting better as players return, and their home form is still worth backing with hard cash. Only 1 point from their last two games, though, at Yeovil and at Mansfield. But at home, they've won their last 4, including against West Ham's Academy in the EFL Trophy. In the league, 13 points from a possible 18 at home. That's the sort of form that would see them in playoff contention if they could just get it together on the road. But a home tie against the Barnet side who struggle away and haven't won in a month looks a cracking addition to the Acca. Again, if you're expecting a 1-2, a 7-10 kind of price, you'll be delighted with the 5-4 currently on offer for the Choir Boys. Now, the third choice this week is kind of up to you, because if you want to avoid risk, take Grimsby to beat a Cheltenham side who are the only team in the division, other than Wickham, without an away win this season. Adding Grimsby at even money would give you 8.67-1, but a single on Notts County and both teams to score would pay almost that price on its own at 7-1. Both Notts County and Portsmouth scoring so heavily, County's away form so good. Yes, they lost at Mansfield, but only in injury time last week, having had almost twice as many shots on target in a derby, of course. And their record has still won 4 of 6 away from home, so that 4-1 price is too big, even at high-flying Portsmouth. Taking the riskier outright of putting County in alongside Wickham and this week's nap Plymouth would take you from under 9-1 to over 23-1, but it's up to you. And if you want a long-term bet, you could always follow Roger Hamilton Kendall's advice. He backs Exeter to win 4-1 in every game. He's done that for 8 years. He's around £600 up over that time after another payday from the weekend's game against Barnet. It's 40-1 against Cambridge this weekend if you fancy an extra flutter.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.